Okay, welcome back, Ion.
Hey.
So,
Hey.
You know,
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
So basically, one has to talk with me when Ion's not here.
Hey.
Hello.
We talk to you when you're not there.
We're not talking about you.
No.
We're talking about the non-human. Oh. Not the recently arrived human as you are. Not about those becoming non-physical.
We gave you this something, Bob. We gave you this something. He didn't play Vestal in time, so...
Oh, sorry, people. You'll be punished. I don't care. I got lots of zap and stuff if Ion's not here, but we know you require Ion, so it's a public service here. So we would like you to hang out with us when Ion's not here to show that you appreciate that.
Oh, you're going to be the punisher now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Now more you. You take a back seat. So, because she participated in the chat line, we'll let her speak. So, go ahead, Sheila.
Yay! Hi, Ion. Hi, Bob.
It's been a long time for Sheila. And she knows why.
I don't know. I've been punished. I'm not sure exactly why, but I'm sure it was a good reason.
No, you must participate with us, with the community when I'm not here.
Okay.
You know you like it. You know you like it. You know you like it rough, honey. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to start with this. Ion, can you please describe a day in the life of someone who is in the flow of joyful obedience?
One who follows the power that they already control. They look for the power they want to control, and they don't fret about the power that they can't control.
Thank you. Okay, last week when you were talking to Bert.
Gusto. Yeah. Now Bert.
Yeah.
Bert, he's the buffy one, the one with poking at his meat sack body. That one? That Bert? There's a lot of
That one.
Sure.
Yeah. You said something really interesting. You said the only thing that
real,
can get you...
He's a real Bo Brummer.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I met him. He's a fashion plate. A subdued fashion plate. Very conscious of his image.
Say like air. Say like
Paul Brummels. They were dandies of Europe in the 19th century.
Yeah. Paul Brummels. There you go. There you go.
I know. I actually saw a film about that. It was a very bad film, but it was interesting anyway. Yeah,
Paul
Brummels.
Documentary or fiction?
No, it was fiction.
Don't let him do this to you, darling. Don't let him do this to you. He'll drag you down.
Don't let Ion distract you.
Don't let Ion distract you.
Stay on point.
You're talking about Bert. Now get back to Bert,
whatever
he's talking about.
So you said to him, the only thing that can get you when you are ascending is an infection in the bone.
Yes, costal chondritis.
And before that, you referenced the song The Holy Hills with the bars of bones?
Yes. Yes.
The bars of bones hold my soul?
Oh, my soul.
It's oh, my soul?
Mm-hmm.
I thought the lyrics, when I looked them up, said hold my soul. Bars of bones hold my soul?
You can't believe in Google.
You can't rely on that. There's so many lyrics that are mistyped, Sheila. I've noticed that. They're never very accurate.
They're never.
I don't know. These people are paid to do it. They're not. The heart isn't into it. They just type whatever they do.
But either way, that's an interesting concept. That would say that what they want to. Because it would be so, okay. Go ahead.
Well, I was kind of working along that lines of it, of containing something, because you also...
Well, what was the topic you just said, Sheila? What are we talking about?
Bones. Right?
Bones.
Yeah, because Ion said the only thing that can get you when you're ascending is an infection in the bone, so then the bone must be very important.
It is. It's
he talked about bone marrow.
It's what makes...
I think that's even in Revelations.
It's what makes your new blood type.
Okay, yeah, so the blood's made in the bone marrow.
Well,
I think it's in the angel diagram.
Because that was also your response when Bert asked about negative pH. Then you went into Bars of Bone, the same line.
They already gave you the chemical equation. It's in your Goober Snitcher.
Oh, was that the first, that was the chemical equation for bones, bone marrow?
No, for chemical reaction for respiration within a cell.
Is that where I'm going?
Yes.
And that, does that have to do with the lotus flower? The perfect cell?
It occurs in plants and animals, and in most cases releases energy that is required for other processes in the cell. Yes. So Pizzagate is greater than walnut oil.
Pizzagate is greater than walnut oil.
Yes.
Yeah, Penisgate is John Podesta cooking up stuff for Hillary Stapp in their secret meetings with Jeffrey Epstein.
Okay.
When they,
Is that spirit cooking? Is that spirit cooking that you're talking about? With?
Podesta doesn't know what spiritual stuff is. You know, he's the idiot manager who came out and apologized for Clinton showing up for
He does do the spirit cooking. He does do the spirit cooking, Bob. He is the one that does it. And he eats little dead babies, too.
And he's no longer in our face. He's gone. Like the whole Clinton-Bush clan. They're gone.
They were a fun antagonist, though.
Yes. Weak in the long run. Very weak. Trump is a contender.
7 days.
Trump is going to be tough.
So if Pizzagate is greater than walnut oil.
Greater than.
No, walnut oil is better than Pizzagate. That's what he said. Better than Pizzagate.
It's better than walnut oil, not guano.
We were just reading
whatever
the Goober Snatcher.
Better than pizza.
Oh,
we were just reading the Goober Snatcher.
Okay. That's a curveball.
A jackball? A cold jackball? Is it a cold jackball? You go, girl.
Damn, what was mean? Sheila wrote, ooh, that's mean. What was mean, ooh. Sheila?
Ooh.
The guy that said Dolly Parton's pants are on fire.
That was mean. That was Kev and Ken.
That guy's a renegade criminal. It got us up to carbonation, though.
Yeah. Everything works. Everything helps. If you screw up, Sheila, I'll make a million out of it. If you screw up, Sheila, I make $1 million. So, no happy person here.
Yeah, and he doesn't know what to do with his last million deer either.
Million deer?
But
there's all kinds of deer right behind us.
Okay, going back to the bones and the sternum that you brought up last week as well. Ian, you said that the sternum holds a key.
It does.
Can you describe what that key is, or what is it a key to?
To the pericardium.
Because you said that the sternum is going to thicken, and it holds, it's a place to hold the open lotus flower cells?
It will. Mm-hmm. That's a bit of a reach, but one part of that was a metaphorical experience of an example of the cell itself. But just don't get too tangled up in the body and forget the cell. All you need is the cell to bloom. If the cell blooms, the vidya will make itself.
And so,
Let's do that one more time. If the lotus blooms, the cell will fix itself. So, it moots the point of the cataclysmic sternum gate, okay, or the pericardial entendre, maybe that's the ticket, okay, so don't get sidetracked with that, because Bob will take you down the road to perdition. He will drop you off in a very, very mangy swamp. You will wake up in a roadside ditch if you ride with Bob. If Bob's driving, you better get out the car. Do not get in the car with Bob.
It's true. Very
so
true.
Don't let him distract you. Don't let him distract you. Don't you Don't let him distract you, Sheila. Don't let him do it.
He's okay.
Yeah. Look at I am distracting you, Sheila. I'm not distracting you.
Yeah, well, but Bob doesn't even know how to drive a car, so that's even
that's
funnier.
That's right. Well, I know how to drive a car. I just don't bother knowing.
You just don't
remembering.
Do it.
Yeah, I just don't do it. I cannot drive cars today because I have never been involved with the digital dashboard. I don't understand it. I'd have to be trained on that. Yes, I cannot drive anymore.
Oh, play the Trump train then, Bob. Play the Trump train. That'll be great. You can
What's
play
that?
The Trump train. You don't you look in your inbox, you silly goose?
Inbox? What inbox? We don't have that. I canceled my subscription.
Oh, yeah, that's what the bot. That was right. That's what the bot got. That's what the bot got. That's
yeah.
Right. That's right.
Hey, I was complaining with the bot an hour ago. Yeah.
Bob.
Look, it says inbox, 24 messages. 19 are Ion recommending 19 songs. What am I supposed to do with all that? Give me a break. 19 fucking songs here from Ion. Jeez.
Well, you had time to play every other ridiculous piece of trash on the planet.
Your musical taste is rather pitiful, Ion. Jeez,
well,
if we relied on your taste,
you
we would be canceled.
You,
Bill would be out of business.
You this far. It's gotten you this far. He doesn't even answer your phone. He won't even talk to you on the telephone. What are you talking about? He's so excited to be in business with you. He won't even answer his email. He won't even get your emails, Bob. It's ridiculous. He turns on this damn
goes
off that switch and goes to fucking bed. That's what he does.
Jump in, Sheila.
Well, I may as well ask about a painting because this is just you know.
Oh,
the painting.
Bob will smoke you.
The fourth painting. How are you with that, Sheila?
Don't Bob will smoke you.
How are you with that painting?
He'll go bloop.
I'll mute you, Sheila.
He did a bloop.
No painting talk.
It'll be over. No painting talk.
But I am curious about it.
This
has been, I don't know, a year?
No, this is a different one that I had to do in between because when Ian was talking a couple months ago, I saw it, and it's of a moon, a full moon, and a lotus flower.
Don't do it like the moon. Do it like the sun on top of the pyramid. That's going to be a catchy theme. You'll like it.
Well, can I do both?
Yeah, make it be both. Okay, that's fine.
How do you make the pyramid not be cliche, Ion?
By making it metaphorical.
How do you paint
and
metaphor?
How do you make it metaphorical?
He uses my head.
He does it all the time. Yeah, he does it all the time. Like on the Dark Horse video with Bob's head above Katy Perry.
Yeah, Dark Perry.
That's Bob's face.
Yeah.
And when he bobs his ass sitting on the Sphinx, that's also metaphorical. Like that. Paint it. Just like that.
Yeah.
And if you're if you're too proud to paint, if you're too poor to paint, don't be too proud to whitewash.
No, I'm never too proud to whitewash, as you well know.
Good.
But Ion, the sun on top of the pyramid is what the Ion website is, or used to be. Is it still that?
We don't know, Bob. Bob keeps blowing it up. We don't know. It's just Android meme.
We named our company after it. We named our company after that.
The Android meme. The Android meme is very horny lately.
Yeah, are you masturbating a lot, Sheila, lately? You know, besides your boyfriends, are you extra id driven?
Sidetrack.
Uh-oh. No,
Bob,
more.
Bob, you got a coup. You got a coup. They're demanding now that you start playing what's in your inbox.
What? Is that? Look at that. Look at Eliza. Eliza, she's an Afghani. What does she know about American culture? Like the Bible's the closest she's ever going to understand anything in pop culture. So, I understand her bias. But I don't see Sarah screaming. Definitely CF Apollyon's not screaming for it. Roy isn't. XIIX.
No.
I'll say more Bob. More Bob.
Photosynthesis.
This guy
is
a photosynthesis formula.
Right.
All right. We calmed him down. Go ahead.
H2O. goes to
C6H12O6+O2. How'd I know that, Sheila? How'd I know that?
I don't know, but that's interesting. He was reading the Goober Snatcher.
I wrote down the formula in my notes this evening for the original formula that's the base for air. The base formula for air, remember that? The NS, the NASO4?
ALSO4, yeah.
ALSO4.
Well, that,
yeah.
No, ALSO4.
That's the other one.
Four,
yeah.
Look at Roy screaming, more Bob. You better watch it, Sheila. Roy screaming, more Bob. I might have to have a session with Ian right here in front of everybody.
Sheila was writing down AL2SO4.
Yes, because I was looking at the moon. And Ian, you said that the moon is coming closer to the Earth as the environment changes, or is the moon helping to change the environment?
Yes, to both. It's collectively systemic.
And the moon is often referred to as having a silvery light, the light of the silvery moon. Is there an element of silver? Sorry?
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Dean's got it.
What have you got, Dr. Dean?
It rhymes with osmium.
Yeah, we're moving through osmium, but don't get stuck on it. We'll be out of it pretty soon. Right, Ion?
Yay, that's good. She's a good study. It's good.
What is osmium?
It's an element.
Did I know this? Mm. And that has to do with
silver? It might have
got
mentioned
moon?
Once.
In plain sight.
I don't know.
There's no moon connection with that for Carolyn. She's doing other stuff with
okay.
it. Okay. But Sheila, what was the name of the painting you started a couple of years ago?
Which, the one I started or the one I finished?
Yeah, we've done three. What's the fourth painting?
The fourth painting is the Ark of the Covenant. The
Ark
of the Covenant.
Are you finished that?
No, it's not finished.
We did have Ian
good,
talk to you.
Good, because
that
you don't have it
us.
All together. Good.
Can you help me how you see it to be more together, Ian?
Well, you can't glaze it till you get there.
Yeah, it's kind of far from being glazed.
We know.
He knows.
He knows.
Yeah. You don't have to tell Ion anything.
Has Sheila gotten the arc right, Ion, or does that need to be shifted?
No. The proportion is wrong. And it needs to be
bigger or smaller?
Proportioned. So it doesn't matter. You can make it the whole round. Where it is smaller or where it is, make it bigger. And where it is smaller or up and down, it's up and down. Which way does it go? And it needs to be turned or pitched about 3 degrees to the left or made broader, fuller on the right side. The clay to cleave to the right side.
Proportions in relation to what other...
The mystery landscape in which it's contained.
So are you saying expand it 3 degrees to one side?
Make it proportioned. It's ill proportioned.
Proportioned in terms of the way its vanishing point is?
Perspective. Yes, perspective. If you paint a diamond ring on a finger, mm-hmm. and the diamond mm-hmm. ring is the size of the person's head, you can do that,
mm-hmm.
right? But it mm-hmm. won't fit. It won't fit proportionally to the picture, will it?
And it's fitting into the mystery landscape. Is that what you said, Ion?
Yes. But what if the diamond really was that size? What would you do then? It would still be in perspective. What if there's a really, 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 really big diamond like the size of your head? That would be odd, wouldn't it? So
mm-hmm.
even
would
if that
be
were
odd.
The case, even if that were the case, to make it fit a right proportion, you wouldn't want to make it quite that pronounced, would you?
No.
So we're saying hoop it up bigger, make it more more. And if you do that, you can make it bigger, or you can make what's around it smaller. But either way,
okay, so it's
3 degrees to the right.
Pitch it 3 degrees to the right and make it bigger.
Yeah, because you make that the right side being more specific, more detailed, more. That's the part you see, because you don't have a vanishing point at this point. It's like infinity. It's set on infinity.
Mm-hmm.
So it has no place. Everything else you paint, your eyes pull to it, and it's all over each angle. You're inside the painting. This is dead.
Mm-hmm.
You're flat. You're flat on the canvas. So get to work, honey.
So you say change the, have a vanishing point, looking more up into the temple.
Well, maybe, but then at some point you're going to have to make the door so big, it's like the diamond ring is the size of the head, you're lost again. See?
So you're saying that the perspective is too skewed? Is that one way to look at it?
You made it funny. One way to look at it, too skewed, the way you see it, that's pretty good. That's good. Mm. It's good. Bob would chide us if we said that.
So you're saying it's all where you're standing?
Perspectively, yes.
Well, I know what you mean when I do it.
Well, we'd say yes, but you still can't find walnut oil, so we don't know.
What are you talking about? I found loads of walnut oil.
Oh, wow. Then you must be on to something then. Okay, carry on, darling. You going to keep the hubby or throw him out? What do you think?
I'm going to keep him.
Are you sure? We can make him do tricks if you like.
That sounds interesting.
He already does tricks.
Sheila, did he vote for Trump? Is he happy Trump got in?
Yeah.
Does he say that out loud on a show?
Not directly like that, but... Well, probably.
Has he got a lot of flack on his show?
He needs to work. He needs to work for a better show. It's ridiculous. That rag's fixing to go down.
Anyway, don't let distracted by Ion. Does he deal with a lot of tension since the election results on his call-in show?
It's the bias.
Say that again,
Bob.
Does he deal with a lot of anger, resentment, whatever?
Of course he does.
On
they lie. Every one of them lied. They lied. They're liars. They are liars. They did not tell the truth.
When
they told around telling everybody. Everybody told everybody. They told everybody.
What's
he
talking
about?
Hillary won.
And then the crooked media, the lying crooked media guy said, well, we have the poll of polls of polls. We have the poll of polls of polls. And we know that Hillary's going to win. And then he went around, Donald Trump, the last Trump God, which stood and stands, went and did it through the twat. He did it in twatter. He went to the twatter and he tweeted. And what he tweeted was, in the twatter, was that we're going to win big. Don't believe the crooked media. It's rigged. The whole thing is rigged. It's rigged. It's rigged. It's rigged. It's rigged. It's rigged. It's rigged. And now they're having to pay Jill Stein, Ben Stein's daughter, is having to pay to recount the votes to prove that Donald Trump is winning the popular vote and the electoral college vote.
Yeah.
It's very great. They're going to keep counting until he wins.
Yeah. So back to your...
Crazy.
Is he dealing with a lot of anxiety on a show, or his audience is racist, alt-right, anti-Semitic guys that are happy to
God, no.
Say colored.
No.
Don't.
No.
You say colored, Bob. Don't say anti-Semitic. Say colored. You can't say nigger on the show, and you know it. So stop that right now.
Jeez, I'm not laughing. I haven't been looking at Trump's tweets for the past 3 or 4 days.
I'm
looking way behind.
It's a family show. This is a family show, Bob. You need to be
yeah,
mindful
Sheila's
of
family.
Your environment. Yeah.
Sheila's Rhode Island Mafia
so anyway,
family.
So here's what happened. Here's what happened. For the first time, the mafioso, it's mafioso to you, Bob. So now what happens is the whole country sees the crack in the veneer. They see that the Clinton News Network and all that rag that Bob said is ridiculous. He said that Edward R. Murrow was a piece of shit when he was still alive. Now you're still listening, giving prizes. We're going to start giving prizes to dead people. That's what we need to do. Give prizes to dead. The Edward R. Murrow Award for dead people. You know, so get some good things. But now what happens is, see, George Soros can't do it no more because the emperor has on no clothes. Trump is not the president. The media no longer is in the king. That's what's changed. Mediaecology is dead. Bob's been saying that back. Right after the Hoover days.
Before the Who broke their guitar in 65.
Here's what's ridiculous. Here's what's really, really ridiculous. The fucking shit has happened. That's what's ridiculous. It actually happened. It's terrible. And everybody, so now Bob's just standing back there.
You there?
Finish your sentence. What?
Now, Bob's stepping quietly, nervously toward the door.
Oh, my God.
So you better wash your nasty hands before you touch that door now. You don't know who's been on that thing, Bob. You better wash it good. Your nasty hands.
I don't know who's been on it. Who's been jizzing on this doorknob?
On this door.
Ew.
Ew.
Okay,
you.
Sheila, we wrecked right, your private session with IOB. Did you like to regain some kind of serendipity?
See, she only came in one time in the last 7 years, and she's got 95 minutes so far. This is a real good fucking rule. This is a great fucking rule you got going on, Bob. You're doing really good. You're doing great so far.
She tweeted on the chat, Goober Snatcher.
What? You can't
try to fake
that,
a little involvement.
This is a family show. You can't say twat on the show. That's crazy.
That's right. I apologize.
All right,
one family that's
okay.
Listening. Yeah.
CKLN. CKLN. CKLN.
Trump
CKLN.
Family.
I am.
I apologize to Ivanka, Ivana, and Don, and Jerry. Yeah, go ahead. The
all right.
John Boy.
Okay.
Go back to your list of topics.
Sue Ellen, and Mary Ellen, and Grandpa, and Grandma. And Elizabeth and John.
See,
don't forget John.
Why you stay away.
John.
It's just damn chaos here.
Everybody left on Walton's Mountain that's not on fire.
Really, I know.
It's not on fire. Did you want, I think in your list, I'll have to look it up, didn't you want to ask something about Roxy's topics?
She forgot.
Wait,
forgot.
I have a
lock
question.
Her up. Lock her
on
up.
One of,
lock her up.
Lock Sheila up.
Lock
me up.
Topic.
Lock me up.
They're bars of bones. They're bars of bones. They hold her soul. So, okay.
No.
Here, let's
no,
just
not
read Sheila's topic. She says, I've got questions about lapis lazuli. Silver, the moon, and the lotus flower.
That's not lies.
Okay, yeah, she totally forgot. You were bullshitting me, didn't you? You didn't want to talk about your painting.
No, I wasn't bullshitting you. No, the lapis lazuli ties into the painting. But first I want to ask a question about the show, because Ian says that it needs to be improved. So, Ian, can you give some pointers on how to improve that, please?
Well, he needs to change the whole format. The entire format is wrong. Completely wrong. He's speaking to the wrong people, and he doesn't know what he's doing, and they're listening, and it's a mess. He needs to change the entire thing. He needs to get back and get real and stop being so damn Rush Limbaugh-ish in his show and start speaking what's the case instead of this metaphorical meta bullshit, because you got some advertisers that think they
meta,
run
meta
something.
Bullshit.
Think they run something. They're going to tell you what to do. We can't do this and we can't do that. But let me tell you what, they're all going to be dashed into a fiery lake of hell. So don't worry about it. Follow that road to perdition. It won't be long. It won't be long. It'll be, you'll see. It'll be just like meet the nation fixing to mean something.
I get what Ion's saying, because the time
press,
I heard
gonna,
the show,
meet the
I
press,
agree with
meet
Ion's
the press,
description.
Meet the press is going to turn into meet the pool.
So who is the audience,
yeah,
then?
You need to revamp.
Well,
who creates the audience?
You create your, if you, the audience will find you if you do your show right. You can't go backward and run this crap the way you're doing it, because no one's believing it. It's not believable. Stupid. It's not. Well, we feel that their feelings are feelings, and their feelings are feelings, and they feel because the feelings are feelable. So they feel. That's what feelings feel is feelings. Get over that crap. Get something back to something substantive and tell them something, and then tell them what you told them, and then get on with it. And stop worrying about what you can fit or fly or flitter. You're worrying about breaking the eggs and you hadn't even got them in a skillet yet. You're breaking the yolks and you hadn't even got the skillet hot. So the best you're going to get is soggy ovals.
Yeah, so the first thing you would do, Sheila, to show this new Iron Mandate is get Carolyn on. Carolyn's always a success. We got
Carolyn
the
would never be. She would never be on that ridiculous show. What is that, Bob? That's terrible. She would never expose herself to that. Unlike you, she has class, Bob.
Yeah, I'll go anywhere.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah,
but
Bob,
Ian, if you're talking,
anything, he don't care.
If you're talking about giving opinion and saying what's what, I mean, that's like Rush Limbaugh does that. He just gives opinion and says what's what.
Then
yet,
three or four people listen to him pretty regularly. Don't they?
There are a lot of people listen to him, I heard.
Oh,
do you think
okay.
That's not the case?
So, and there used to be the day when it was Hannity and Combs. What happened to fucking Combs? Did he kill him?
No, I don't know about that.
Oh, well, there's some more high-minded things that you might consider in your questioning world. So the thing of it is that you're trying to be so Casper Milk Toast that you have no, so heavenly bound, you're no earthly good. Get up there
mm-hmm.
and say something. Do a whole show about the NAACP and how that applies and how this is all inverted and wrong. And it doesn't have anything to do with all the things they're saying that it has to do with, because it doesn't. And about all the things that run congruently and concurrently that aren't congruent or parallel. They're plumb and square. I don't even know what that word means, but they don't appear. They're trying to say that it's pitched. They're trying to say that the y'all is wrong. They're trying to say, you don't get me. I'm going to stomp my feet till I get what I want. You don't make me. You don't get me. You don't own me. Oh, wait, no, that's another song. That's another song. We almost went there, though. Although, yeah, Axe Moramax. Yeah, Axe Moramax. That's right. Then what happens is you come right back around, and when you start making a show, when you start speaking to people, there's a lot of mad, M-A-D-D, mad Americans. Some mad people, because the country's gone
mm-hmm.
to shit. They're
yeah.
furious. And if you don't get on that goddamn radio and start saying stuff that they actually want to hear, they're going to burn your building down. Do you like that? Okay, do you like that? Burn it down. Burn it down. We didn't start the fire, darling, but the world's been burning since the world's been turning. Burn, motherfucker. Let the motherfucker burn. Wow. And that's how it goes. Y'all write about it. Y'all write about it, so sing about it. So, hey, why not?
So you're saying having a lot, give it a lot more meat.
Stop.
Say the way it is.
Get mad. Just
stop,
get mad.
Stop,
that's the mood today.
Stop,
get mad.
Stop,
get mad at me.
Pussy.
I'm not
go
putting up with Bob Dodson.
Go do your show. Go do your show. Here's the show. Here we go. Everybody that doesn't agree with me, I'm going to shoot you in the head. And I'm not going to be prosecuted because I'm a white person. No, wait. That's the other way. Now that's a whole other thing. Now that's a whole other thing. Because now you're not, really. That's the whole thing. Is there's no color. That's the real thing. Skin all the skin off of everybody, and then it'll be even. Won't be a problem. So the point then
mm-hmm.
becomes this killing and this all this insightful thing. It's as though they've emptied hell, and all
mm-hmm.
the devils are running around on this plane. And just showing out, and that's what you're running into. And that's the point. That's the point. You have to find a way to report that you're reporting, because if you don't report it, then you're going to get killed. You're going to shoot you in the head.
Yeah, since everybody's gone insane, Charlie shouldn't be trying to maintain some standard.
They got on the TV and they said it's the time for four pitchforks and torches. And that was the fucking Democrat. They said pussy on CNN. They said that. Pussy on CNN.
And where's Charlie? Start with pussy, end it with weenies.
There you go. Now they're going to make country great again. And everybody that don't like it can get out. Everybody's saying what Trump's done. You ain't seen what Trump's going to do.
He's just going to be good. Charlie better get on board. And you better play this, or you will go to another nine-month media fast. Don't worry about it.
Whatever. It'll be over soon anyway, so don't worry about it.
There won't be any radio anymore. Get them ready for that. They're complaining about there's no radio coming in Trump land.
There could be radio if you would then start reporting what really is instead of this pie-eyed bullshit of what people are supposed to think like. Do you realize with two more states that you can actually have a constitutional convention and change the fucking constitution to say any damn thing you want to say? Only gods are allowed in America. All else must die. It's constitutional. You have no idea how much power Bob actually has. Bob doesn't even know either in the first class. They don't tell
I do
him,
know so a lot of it. Bit. I do have a lot of power.
Oh, that's scary. We don't like that part very much, but we're having to deal with it so we can do better. But the point then becomes you have to apply this to something. It's not sticking anymore. Used to, all you had to do was get on your little show and say you love ice cream and you love little people and you love little things and you think little things are good and you think little puppy dogs are worth more than mass murderers and that you should pat them on the head and love them real good and that dog won't bite you. That dog won't bite you. He won't bite you. That dog won't bite you.
When Charlie said that he can't be in the same room as Bob, that was his mistake. He's got to correct that, Sheila. Said it about 4 years ago when you were interviewed on Ginny's show.
No, I don't remember what that was in context to.
Well, it was you and Charlie were talking about your show and how he's been supported by his supporters, his employees and all that, and they have to butter him up. And
if Bob was in the room with you, you would tell him, no, I can't take Bob in the same room. We told him Trump was going to win. We told him straight out he was going to win before it was. And he didn't think that. He could have been a cream of the cropper over the top. He could be Miss Conway saying, Sheila, he should have realized your accent's on and all that. Get rid of the guy. Conway's almost on the verge of saying, bitch, we won. And she's almost there.
Yeah, I'm going to play fucking Whoopi and the View going after Kellyanne, whatever her name is. Boy, they were
Conway. Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
So it's a great fun thing. So he needs to get real and start selling it.
And start what? Selling it?
I think he said peddling. Start peddling.
Oh.
That means with the bike. The thing is, the media scape is gone. Charlie's not up on what's going on, the death of the Android meme and all this happening. He's free to be a nut now. And that's like get him into the race a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It really, it's that bad in the media. Nine's right. The people, they turn off, they don't watch anything anymore. They don't watch the news guy, the Wolf Blitzers.
Well, that's why, you know, talk radio tends to be different than that.
No, we'll make it different from that.
Make it different from that?
Make it non-talk radio on the radio. And if management doesn't like it, quit. Get on another place.
Isn't that what Howard Stern's been doing all along?
Yep. Well he broke the mold. He started it.
Well, what's so good about him?
Nothing. That's why it's room for a new improvement. We're the best show on the air. Nobody can keep up with us. But Charlie should be studying us. Figure out how to make a branch office.
branch office. That's funny.
Yeah.
You guys broke the mold. Nobody could follow you.
Oh, yeah, but they can approximate it.
Well, only
they can do a bad version of
have
us.
Have you guys on as guests. That's the only way to
do it. If you have to do a bad version of us, that'll be good enough. I mean, I know what he's afraid of. He's got these stupid management. He probably doesn't know that they're really worried. And he should take advantage of knowing that and start showing them where to go.
Yeah, and no, I think they're all really worried.
And you're only going to survive if you take risks. It's a risk. What is the phrase? Risk, cost, benefit, shove it up the ass economy now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Look at Trump. The guy's a loose cannon, and he's going to get more and more support.
Yeah, that is a good example.
So did you finish your question about the painting?
Oh, God, that's just, I don't even know where to go with that right now.
Well, what about the lotus flower? Did you do that? The moon and the lotus flower and silver.
Well, I had a question about the silver because I'm actually putting silver in the painting and about the chemical component of silver. Ian, are you still there?
Let's see if Ian's still here. Oh, yeah, he came back. He's on mute. Sorry, Ian. Okay, ask him again. Let's go
for it.
He's singing Christmas hymns.
Trapper. Trapper. Trapper's traps.
Trapper trap.
So what about silver? Silver in her painting will be the category at 459.
We'll take. We'll take.
Ah,
look at Sheila.
You
we'll
can't
take
it. Yeah, you're not in shape,
we'll
Sheila.
Take, we'll take osmium for $400.
Doing trades right in front of you, Sheila. You can't even get his attention.
I don't know what osmium is. Am I saying it right?
Doesn't matter. It's a mineral. It's Carol's world. We don't allowed to know anything about it.
It's silvery substance. It's like platinum.
Oh, okay.
If you had a Googler you could trust, you'd know that in about 2.3 seconds. See, there's an interesting little thing that we've got here. We got a little action going on for you. You're going to like this. This is great. We put everything that's knowable in what they call the cloud. Okay? And so everything is right there, and you don't got to know shit anymore, honey. You just push the button and say, Siri, you stupid bitch, tell me something. And Siri says, I am not a stupid bitch. I am your Siri, and I will help you out more than anyone else in the world. And no one else loves you, and you're illegitimate. And you're the only child that I never had. You're the load your mama should have swallowed. And then it's going to answer your question all the time. And there you go. Then you come along, and you don't get get to know everything. Once you know everything, then you don't have to know anything. Isn't that great? The
that
cloud of glory is moving. Okay, now, fast forward. Picture it, Sicily, 1912. Here we go.
Oh, jeez.
Then everybody turned around and looked, and they saw a glimmering, shining, bright, almost mercury-ish looking burnished metal. And they were looking at it, and the gaze was astounding, amazing. It was almost iridescent. It was almost gold. It was almost silver. It was too silver. It was too shiny. More than a lustered, mirrored experience. Now, that's pretty shiny, but shinier than a mirror, eh?
That is shiny.
Okay, so it's kind of like that. And then put that on speed or yellow jacket.
And you're talking about osmium? Are you describing osmium in that ion? So are you describing...
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yes, we were.
Okay, yay.
Well, we're so literal. What else could we be describing when we said osmium and then described it and then told what it was like and then laid it out and then did it and then went on again and again and again and again? Yeah.
So it says it's a transition metal, which is actually silver is also described as a transition metal.
Yeah.
So the silver that I'm painting in the moon, is that metaphorical for osmium?
Well, that's the wrong color.
The silver I have is the wrong color?
Yeah, it's hideous. Don't you agree?
No, I don't. I thought it looked really cool. So you're saying it's too warm.
You're not looking for cool. You're looking for shiny.
It is very shiny. Well, osmium is a bluer color than silver. So should I make it a bluer, shiny paint or substance?
Maybe, but we don't want to spoil it, so let's go slow.
What is your recommendation?
Maybe dull the things around it down, and it would make it look more superfluously bright. How about that?
Okay.
Remember we talked about perspective and all that kind of stuff? Maybe that would work. Just play with it a little bit, because you're going to get it all.
Okay.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it all back when you glaze it anyway, right?
Yeah.
Good, 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 good. Good to be alive right about now.
You say so.
Would you like to work in it with your husband?
You got your husband yawning.
Would you like
out of shape,
would you, like to give,
you better start
you,
talking to me
like
on off
to,
hours or
would you like
when I'm not here
like
and get
to,
tuned back into the
like,
English language.
Tell,
get your mind
your
going.
Husband, tell your husband that we can
yeah,
get him
husband.
A job at a nice dairy.
Dairy?
Yep, farm
yeah,
animal.
He can milk the cows.
That's a metaphor, Sheila.
I know. I'm not quite sure what the metaphor is for.
Well, he's got to find out a new way to milk the cows. Got to get them to come around to his ranch.
Okay.
Anyways, you better play this for him, Sheila. You better play, or I'll know. And if I don't know, I will know. So we got two of us. We'll know whether Charlie got
he's
going to
stay in that business. No, it's not hard. It's not a challenge. We don't really care. He's going to do whatever he's going to do. But that job is going to be the death of him if he doesn't change and make his audience what he wants to be. All this candy-ass, powder puff, blue dot, peep dot, sling back, do me like a dog punk on the radio ain't going to get it no more. It ain't going to work.
Nope.
Okay.
You got to get back to real. Get back to, well, whatever. What happened? What happened to Lewis Rukauser when you needed him? At least he had something to say. What happened to Walter Winchell? He didn't give a shit. He'd tell you how the milk got in the coconut. And dare you to disagree with him. Get up to something, because you have an administration now that's not going to put up with any of that. It's new day, new deal. Oh, wait.
Right.
Bob said that. Bob said that the first time. The New Deal.
The New Deal.
You say the Trump administration won't put up with any criticism of it? Is that what you just said, Ian?
They won't. They don't have to anymore. They won.
So Charlie should start criticizing them, but not from a liberal point of view, from an Ionic point of view.
No, he shouldn't do that. He should start telling the news. There's no one out there telling the news. They're still not telling the news. They're running around still trying to figure out how they didn't win. They're honest to God, you turn on the TV
that's
and they're
right.
still trying to figure out how they didn't win. It's like you yep. ridiculous little twat. You lost, okay? And the reason you lost is the same reason that you're not winning now. It's
yeah.
the same kind of thing happened to Charlie Sheen, didn't it?
Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, winning.
Winning, but he ended up losing. Is that what you're saying?
That was his choice. He couldn't sustain it. When he got right to the edge of it, right where he keeps trying to convince everybody that he could fly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he got right to the edge, but he wouldn't jump off to prove that he could fly. So he went thud right there on the ledge. Mm-hmm. Never turned loose. He never let go. So there you go. He's got to change it because it's ridiculous, number one. Nobody's listening, number two. And what they're hearing is not worth listening to, number three.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot run a station where you need to just get you. He needs to, all he needs to do is don't go on the radio. He needs to go down to those damn Betty Crocker whoever these ridiculous advertisers are and go develop a nice fellatio-based relationship and speak to them specifically and let them, they can just leave the money on the nightstand, honey. It'll be all right. And then he'll have a great job. Then he'll have a great job and he won't have to sacrifice himself for the good of the people of America. Because let me tell you what, here, darling, officially, they're not going to take this no more.
Okay.
We're in charge. People are going to act more and more like us. More and more crazy, Sheila.
Lock down Bob Rule, and if they don't like it, shoot him in the head.
That's the fact.
They don't call it, the Electoral Count Act grew out of the disputed presidential election of 1876 when Congress received multiple conflicting submissions of the Electoral College votes from several states, including Florida. The two chambers were split. The Senate in Republican hands supported Rutherford B. Hayes, the Republican candidate. The House, the Democrats, the majority set back Samuel Tilden, their party's nominee. The Constitution then and now provided no tie-breaking institution to resolve partisan deadlock in such a situation.
I don't know what to say to that.
That's what Susanna put on the Boober Snatcher. You can read it later.
Okay, Sheila, you do that, and maybe we'll come back to you later, even though you probably got to go to bed or go to your wine cheese party down there at the golf club or something.
Oh, my God.
Quit drinking and start loving.
I look at your Facebook, and that's about you and Charlie sipping wine. It's just endless parties down there.
Oh, not true. Well, a little bit, but no, not true.
Yeah, come on, Sheila. So, you had a good spanking today. You go home and lick your wounds, or come back in a few hours. See if we can.
But don't swallow. You can lick, but don't swallow.
That's always good advice, Zion.
Well, sometimes.
All right, well, thank
Depends
you.
On the party. Depends on the party. No, it's a happy day. Tell him to get right or get out. Get happy, because he's not happy. That's the story.
No.
He's not happy.
Yeah.
So you need to get him happy. It's your job. Get him happy. Or tell him to get out.
Okay.
Blow jobs every 10 minutes there, Sheila. Come on. Be on your knees most of the
day.
Well,
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Look at what he's running around trying to do. It's silly. Stop it.
Yeah,
stop
I heard Joe. I know exactly what I was talking about. I was nice. I said, he hasn't got a very smart audience, was the way I said it to Sheila. But it's his responsibility to make the audience smart. I'm the poster child for that.
It wasn't until a decade later that Congress finally moved to prevent such a procedure.
No, he's reading the Boober Snatcher.
The election of 1884 had been another close call.
We can read that.
Grover
now,
Cleveland.
We don't need you to read
this is Grover.
So this thank you
Grover
very much,
Cleveland.
Sheila. It's been wonderful.
Right.
And,
thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ian.
And Roxy likes your opinion, whatever
right.
the hell you do. Whatever you contribute to Roxy's
honey,
site, she likes
it. Now, wait a second. Now, here's the other side. Here's the other side. He has three more opportunities to get this right.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell him we said that. You can mark it in your little Bob's little book. It's in his tiny notes chart.
Three more opportunities? Will we know what that
yep.
is?
Well, that's up to him.
Okay.
I mean, under the circumstances, we've been incredibly nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
so start
thank you.
Hanging out here. Get Charlie, look, get him to hang out with us when Nyan's not here, and he can learn how to banter again. He can deal with my crazy ideas. Argue with us. It's all changed now. We're in charge. You have to hang out here and talk with Ian and Bob and Carol at least once a week on What Youth or
you
Payday.
You should know this. When the whole wide, the entire fucking world is working on tweets, twats, and the TMZ, there's trouble. Right here in River City.
Okay, very good, Sheila. That's it. Thank you
that
very much.
Fun. And we do
that
adore you. You know that.
Thank you, Ian.
Oh, Ian says that to everybody. Don't take that too seriously. Ian says that to everybody.
It's okay, I won't.
don't go over that one. He's actually pissed. You think I'm pissed? Well, Ian, geez, what I have to put up with behind the scenes. I have to beg him to come every week. He's like, why are you coming? They're all dead. They have nothing to say.
Oh, Bob, we'll
except
nut
you,
for
Bob.
You anytime. Bob, we'll nut for you anytime.
Yeah,
right.
I'll put my money on the drawer? What's the word? Bureau?
Lay the money on the nightstand. You're still. And Bob, you're still not woman enough to
I'll
take my man.
I'll leave it on the little table beside
Bob,
your bed.
You're still, enough to take my man.
Okay, that's it, Sheila. You're down the drain. We hope you get through the vortex of the whirlpool. Read Edgar Allan Poe.
Don't you have a flushing thing on your little thing? Oh, that's right. Phil doesn't do your shit for you anymore. That's right. Forgot. Sorry about that.
That's right. I'd have to find one off the internet. The internet's plural. Thank you very much. May the best life occur to you.
Happy May Brussels Day.
Yeah, happy May Brussels Day.
Can't the two of you just say goodbye and move on?
No.
You've been trying to let Sheila go.
She can't say goodbye. We're waiting for her to hang up.
No, you're not.
She can't go.
She's
not supposed to hang up. If she hangs up, she never gets to come back again. She has to stay and listen when we're not here. She has to be on the line to know when we're not here, to know when to talk.
In the post-game analysis, Sheila, you better be there. And bring Charlie on, too. Post-game analysis, all right? Good.
Winning.
We muted her.